Ramadan, Parshas Bo, Stati Dei Toyo, Manchester.
Every year, that by the tzaddikim, Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Bo was mamish and gefreit, was mamish a simcha like as if it was by the seder. At kedekach and Rosendorf, the binig was that they used to have dal kusus Friday night of the Shabbos of Parshas Bo. So I want to speak about the inyanim of Pesach, like the inyanim of Geula of Mitzias Mitzrayim this week's parsha. But behektim, I want to go back to last week because I was writing this as a hakdoma to last week's parsha. Okay. First of all, the pasuk started last week's parsha. Vayedaber likim al Moshe. So the obvious question is, it's not vayedaber, which is lashon kosher. Vayomer lashon rachem. Vayedaber elikim yidus hadin. Vayomer vani avaya rachem. What's going on here? Then it says vayera el avram yisrael yankev. Rash is vayera el haovis. All what's Rashi telling? So we said last week, right? Balaturim, it's in Sur Hamor, showing them already. Va'era is Gimatria Yitzchok. What he said last week is 8 times Shema Vaya, Nachemu Nachemu, etc., etc. So why the Balaturim brings a Medrash? Like he quotes Bekitzer, like Apia Medrash. Where's the Medrash? So it's the Yalkut Ruveni, the Rosh, and the Pirush Alatayra brings it. What happened was when Yidden were in Golos and the other Sakdashim were davening for Geula, and the Eibishter said, is there anybody here amongst the three others who's willing to donate one of his letters of his name to expedite the Hasin, the Gula? Avram says, you change my name from Avram to Avraham. I need that hay because Avram and Goyim can't spare anything. Yaakov said, right, if you take away the Yud of Yaakov, I become Akev. And I need Yaakov because that's the idea of Yod the Echezah, says Rashi. Yitzchak says, okay. The MS, there are three places in Tanakh, in Yirmiyah, in Amos, and in Tilin, where it's called Ushwasoy Le Yitzchok. From Schuk. I'm willing that you change from a shin to a tzaddik. What's the difference between a shin and a tzaddik? 210. So therefore, the Eibishter made the Golas for 210 years, Redu, and Chishev Esachetz. So the whole Geula came in the school of Yitzchok. Therefore, Va'era is Gimatria Yitzchok, which is Chinda Osud Lovei, and the Gemara says in Shabbos, Tapetes, we discussed last week, Yitzchok will stand up and be Melis for Kal Yisrael at the end of the day, how are we? And the end, Pal Galai, Pal Galoch, I take 50% of the Eber. Okay, so the Gula in Mitzrayim and the Gula Asida is in the schus of Yitzchok, definitely. To which, I'm not going to, I have no time to laugh, so much to say, but I can show you. And if you're a skeptic and a cynic and a apikurus, everything you want, you can find a dime a dozen in the Medrash. What do I do? Here it says, clear, the Geula Mitzrayim, the Osud Lovei, the Schus of Yitzchok. I can show you Midrashim, for the Pashtus of the Pasuk. Right? The Gamaki Musi is briefly Itom, that the Geula came in the Schus of all Gimelos. And the Pasuk says in Tilim, Neger Avoysom, Oysafela. The Pel of Mitzrayim was not good for all three of us. The Fratik Hashem in Midrash Chazal, which is Dafka, the Gula came because of Avram, and the Tur in Tav Yudzai, the Tur, who just said the Balatur, the same fellow, right? Said that Pesach is Geneged whom? When you short trousers in Cheder, everyone knows Chag HaPesach is Geneged Avram. And the Mufurish in Zohar HaKadosh, the Rebbe Megavis. And I can show you Midrashim and Rashi, that the Gula came in the schus of Yankiv. And here you say Dafka Yitzchok. So besides the fact that it's a steer in Balaturim from 30 other places in Midrash Chazal, the biggest pella is, as far as the Kuntis, that Yitzchok, who's Pachad Yitzchok, Midasadim, Gvura, from him comes Gula, just the opposite of Ulchura, what he stands for. Mide Dabri, I'm talking about the Va'era's Gimachia Yitzchok, I mentioned it, right? I didn't mention last week, but it also happens to be that 208, which is Gimatria Yitzchok, is also bigimatria, a bunch of other things. Chesed Yosei Vevenu, Mechalkel Chaim, hello, 8 times Havaya, Vahoya Hashem Liloikim, Gimatria 208, Gimatria Lechem Oini. That's 13 gimatrias that I found. Then I found the same from Mashmir Shalom, from Shibla Amshinover. It brings another bunch of gimatrias. When it says that David Shal Yankiv, Anuichi Eirat Imcha Mitzrayim, Vanuichi Olcha. Anuichi Olcha is also gimatria, Va'eir Yitzchok. It says the Pasuk in Yishaki, Gol Hashem Yankiv. Hashem Yankiv is also gimatria 208. We say in the Haggadah, we went out of Mitzrayim in the discourse of B'damaya Chayi, B'damaya Chayi. What's the gimatria B'damaya Chayi, B'damaya Chayi? Take a guess. 208. Yosef Atzadik is called Tzafnas. Paneach. Paneach is gimatria. 208. You're working very fast, Baruch Hashem. It says in Pasuk, right? The end of the Mishkan. V'yeidu ki ani Hashem l'keichem asher tzitzi yaskan yam tzitzrayim v'shachni b'seichem ki ani Hashem l'keichem. It's also gimatria 208. When you say Hallel, on Hashem Yishiyana, how many times do you say it in your synagogue?
Twice.
Oh, we also, totally also. On Hashem Yishiyana. So how many times do you say on Hashem?
Four.
What's the gimatria on?
52.
How much 52 times 4? 52 times 4, those are Ben times 4, is a 4 bottom of the Seder, etc. So it's 13 gematrias. There's actually more. That which is connected, Chesed Hashem Yosef Evenu, Mechal Kochay, all of these wonderful brachas, which is Dafka Kineged Yitzchak. I'm leaving that in the back of your brain cells. Okay. To understand this, Vukumt Yitzchak, Midasadin, the Chsadim, the Nitzim, the Floyds, and it's right. To understand this, you have to kitzur nimitz. I'm not going to elaborate. You have to understand what is Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Bnei Sadiq. Yet, the Rebbe points out in the famous Sichur, Chelek Lamed, when was Yitzchak born, as per the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah David Aleph? Hey, hello? And what is his name? Yitzchak. Kol Hashemeya. Yitzchak, Zachakli. Simcha, joy, happiness. Hello? Fear, trepidation, trembling, right? And what do you know about Yitzchak? Vayigdalish. And it says that he what? Aki godol mo'i tachlis of godless of chesed. Va'arbe zari. Va'arbe is gimatria, by the way. Arbe? Yitzchak, Torrey. Yeah? Children, bonim. The brachas that he gives is like the biggest brachas in the world. Higher than Moshe's brachas, higher than anyone else's brachas. Is the brach Satan out whatever writes in Torah? V'yitin cholikim gevalt. Which, by the way, when did he give the brachas?
Pesach,
the Seder. We'll discuss. If I had as a start off, v'yitin cholikim. What's first words? When do you daven for tal? Said so yeah. Pesach. So Yitzchak is connected chsodim gevaltige brachas, awesome, more than anybody else. The Rebbe explains that and this is like sort of deep of work, the ultimate tachlis of din is not just to conceal and obscure and punish and schmeiß. The Eibishter wants to do, the Eibishter has created the world to have a tov lahaytiv, to bring rachm and sodom and Eve undeveloped. Nervos, amol, you're not a keli. So when you get from chesed, midah of chesed, it's a midah, it's limited. The chsodim of gevura is unlimited, as in the Gemara, Lashon the Gemara Martinus, gevura is geshamim. It comes with a ribuy on a gevul. Therefore, tzaddik, like it says, like the Gemara says, la'ilam habba, and there's no gehenim. The Eibus will take a chamim in artikel, the ala gilu yalikus, and yirshoyim ani doinim boi, and tzaddikim ani srapim boi. Same thing. Because with this unashir, the yirshoyim can't handle it, there's a ala gilu yor. It's dark for them. For tzaddikim, there's a refu. Therefore, the Rebbe explains, beginning of Parsha tells us, Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Eile Yitzchak. Why is it repeated? So Rashi brings that Leitzoni Hador said, Me Avimelech Nesab Besoro, right? And therefore, they've said, Tzar placed upon Avram Eile Yitzchak, Doimu Shal Avram, everyone, oh, Avram Eile Yitzchak, right? You know, a person's surah expresses their essence. Vi kumtis that Yitzchak mit des Agvur. That's why did the late son say Me Avi Melech Nesab Besoro? Vi kumtis Avram Chesed gives birth to a person. It's the opposite. Therefore, the Eibishter was sarcastic upon know that Yitzchok midas adin be'emes b'pnimius is really midas ha'chesed gevul. Faket with a ribu, tzchikos l'elikin. Yes? Tzchik, the answer Rebbe, tzchik, b'milui is gimachi Avram and Amantzabach. The end is it's the ultimate in the middle of Avram Avinu, the middle of Chesed. And therefore, Dafka, it's Yitzchak, who says, Palgalai, Palgalech, etc., etc. And Rebbechus Friedman says, a gewaltige Wort, right? He says, when it says, Vayikra Avram Eshem Benoi Hanoiludloi, what's the trap? Kadmo Ve'ozlo Dargotvir. Why is there tzchuk? If you're giving birth to me, this Hadin Gvura Pachar? Because they were Bali Ruach HaKodesh, and they saw it's in the future, who's going to bring Gehul, who's going to be Sadma Kal Yisrael? Yitzchak. Kodmo Ve'ozlo, you go into the future. Darga Tvir. Yitzchak Avinu is the Madrega of Darga Tvir. He breaks the Palgalai, Palgalech. He breaks all the Midas Adin, he brings Sodom to Kal Yisrael. Right? Und the Alter Rebbe writes in Siddur, in the Kavon is the Vashem Tov Batkiya Shofer, right? The Ashpo that comes from Gvurus is far greater than that of Sodom, because Chesed is Mayim. Mayim is cold, Krirus. Gvurus with the Chamimus, and when it comes down, boy, it comes down. Right? Therefore, Yitzchak, by the way, who is the only person, one of the only person we know, who in his life went off for 2 years vacation in Gan Eden, before his Chasana, after the Akedah? Yes. Yitzchak is, I've said this many times, he's from Gan Eden. He's a different world. He's out of this world. He's like, he had a new neshama, neshama from Al-Madasi, etc. He's looking at things from a totally different perspective. Therefore, Yitzchak is out there after the Pasuk said, Narizal, Oz Yimoles Koypinu. Oz, by the way, is Gimash 8. But eight times Shema Vayi is Yitzchak. That is connected to the future. Oy bazoy, how does Va'era Yitzchak connected to the theme, to the pastor, to the Zomikra, of what Va'era is about? What is Va'era coming? What's going on here? The end, the parasha Shmuz. Moshe, the Lashon of Chazal and Shmuz Rabbah is Moshe was Matiach Tvorim Klapei Mailo. Whatever good reason, Mitzad Ahavas Yisrael, as the Melech Melech said in the Sforim Akadishim, he's Moshe Nefesh, Lo Mahar Yisra Lo Mazev, Lo Mazev Shlok Toni, Kim Eos Bote Gdab El Pare, Heira Lo Mazev, V'hach Yisrael Lo Samech, I'm sorry, he's in the suffering. So what does the Eibush say? Vayedaber, Roshon Kosh, Elikim, Midas Adin. But you should know the Oymek of Midas Adin of Elikim is what? Havayah, Rachman. As it's brought in the Yisrael from Abda Rav, in the Mervishomish Barichus Nifbedeh, in the Marnayim from the Chushnabah, a great Niflo. Know that what you think is Midas Adin, like in the future, Moshe's not going to go to Eretz Yisrael, 515 Tfilis, right? It's really Chsadin, because if Moshe would have entered and built the Beis Amchira, you couldn't destroy the Beis Amigdosh, and you wouldn't have the need of Shafach HaMasai, so really, at the end of the day, Abish sees the whole game, that at the end, it's really Be'emnes, the Midas Adin is Chsadin. Is so too over here. I'm not going through. Look in the Bar Shamish. It's like Mamish, something one has to learn. Push it in a moon in the Eibush. Anyway, so that's the whole theme here is the Nachum Shlomo quotes the Mishnah. The Bagbag says Hafeichpa vaHafeichpa. If you mahapich through Torah, you megala that everything is midas harach. In other words, what happened? The kids are nimrus. In Nosik Geshem, it says vikuntus. And it's like Abishal Pesach. The Dafki Yitzchak is made for Kal Yisrael. The simple chat. Because Avram says, I have a tachlus here. I'm Av Hamoin Goyim. And therefore, he wants to bring the Geula. Desperate. And if you bring the Geula now, right, that'll be the end. The end of history. Right? But in order to have the Geula Mitzvah Vashleimo, you have to be 400 years in Golus. And the Eibershu knows the Eden could handle it. They'll fall into Sharanun. Yankov also says, my idea is to chap the Yud from Esav, the Melucha should be the Eibishter. I want Geula immediately. I don't care what Yitzchak, who's Midas Adin, which is Avoida, I'm just adding to Nosek Shetner, Mimata Lemaila, the beater, the elevation of the world. He says, no, I'm willing to donate, become Yitzchak instead of Yitzchak. So it'll be a long circuit, this route, to get to the Geula. But it'll be a Geula Amitus Vashleim to feed the Rasan Hashem. Because the end of the day is the Eibishter who called him Yitzchok and not Yitzchok. And that's really the Ratz of Hashem. And Yitzchak is the willing to be Moser Nefesh, that the Abishur's will should be. But the point of the beginning of Parshas Va'era is, you know, there's a Achpitua from the Skareva, brings the Shach al HaTorah. Elikim is Gimatria, 86. Va'era Ani Havaya is Gimatria, 87. When you put the Aleph into the equation of the Abishur, you realize that the Likim, the Midas Adin, you overcome, and it's all really Brachos. Chunt Ois, in a nutshell, the same idea that Midas Adin is really the ultimate Midas HaRachmin, is why Chag HaPesach Geula corresponds to whom? Dafki Yitzchak. And I want to give the shir today just to explain in Kama V'Kama Yifanim how do you express that Dafki Yitzchak. Number one, we said before, Yitzchak was born when? Pesach. Number two, in the Gemara, in Brachos Daf Nun Ches, when it says, L'cha Hashem, Agdula V'Gvura, etc., Gvura, that's Yitzchak Mitzrayim, so it's connected to Gvura. Number three, this is a thing from the Rebbe's father, an apple of Yitzchak. When did Yitzchak Avinu give the brachas to Yan Givus, the brachas to Klal Yisrael, Bruch Di Yizkash, Le Tefil Adairus, Pesach. And what did he have at the time? Shnei Gediyei, Izim. What are Izim? Gediyim, Midas Adin. As per the Gemara says, Bataima Izim, Psaski Bereisha, Father Imra. Why did the goats come before the sheep? Because Bereisha Chashucha V'Hadon Ahir. So goats represent darkness. Darkness is like night. Midas Adin. Afterwards comes the Shetzalach, which is Rachman. Hello? That's the way of the world. First comes Midas Adin. So the two Gedi Izim are already what? Midas Adin. Gvur. What did Rivka give to him? Lechem. What was the Lechem? It was Pesach. It was Matzah. Which Matzah is the Iker Matzah? In your house. I know that, but what? The middle matzah, which is the lechem oimish oilam of dvorim harbe, which is the one you make for achilus matzah, beikar adin, which is the one you tafik oimon, middle matzah. Which is the middle matzah? It's either koyin levi yisrael or ram yitzchak yankov. The middle is either levi or yitzchak. Either way you slice it, it's what? Midas adin. Say levi, yeah, hello? And yankov adds something new here. He adds yayin, which no one told anyone to bring yayin here. Not yitzchak to esav, not rishpit to yankov. What is Yayin? You don't gotta be a rocket scientist or the Arizal to figure out. Yayin is Midas Hadin. And therefore, what color wine do you take at your Seder? Altir Yayin is Adam. Red is Midas Hadin. Kos, you put it in the kos. You don't just drink it out of the bottle, yeah? Kos is Gimatria, Elohim. All Midas Hadin. Say the Yayin, say the Matzah, say the Korban Pesach here. Is all meat is it in. Therefore, the Korban Pesach, how do you eat it? How do you cook it? What's the recipe? Sliyesh. What is Eish? Din. Vur. The opposite of. Yeah, hello? You with me? Therefore, the Rashi Tevis, Pesach, Matzah, Morah, Pesach, said that his father is 180. Who lived 180 years? Take a guess. Yitzchak. And therefore, we say in that God, I'm going fast. Pesach, Matzah, Morah. What is the Gematria Pesach Matzah Morah? What's it said? It's like 3 billion times already. Krasotin, 2729. What is Krasotin? You know, in the Anabachoya? 7 lines, 7 meters. Which line is Krasotin? Kaburinus Amkhazavira, number two is Midas Ha Vuraches and Vuratver. Hello? So Krasotin is the name through which you overcome evil. Yitzias Mitzrayim took place in the name of. Right? Therefore, by the way, it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, when you have the She'eni Yedei Elisha, a Pesach, Loisha Nema, Bavurzeh, so yeah? Bavurzeh says Rashi, because of Pesach Matzah Morah. You got a kid who's a bit like, whatever. You tell him Krasotin, which is the way you overcome the Yitzhara, and da-da-da-da. It's all Krasotin. Hello? I'm not even elaborating. So, Al-Kapanim, I see that the whole Agav Rishol Pesach is connected to what? Yitzchak Gevur. Just Derech Agav, someone else is a rabbi in America, in Cedarhurst, called Rabbi Glatstein. Right, two other nekudas in this word. What is the Haftarah Shabbos Cholamoyed of Pesach? Anyone remember? Yecheskel. Dealing with what subject? Chiyas Hameis. Why Chiyas Hameis, says the Torah? Because Kabbalah from Haigon, that when will be Chiyas Hameis in? Pesach. Yeah? Could you not? You're not going to be a genius to figure out. Who was the one who introduced the concept of Tchias Hamei, second bracha of Tchias Hamei? Whose bracha is that? Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak by the Akedah died. Because I'll say, and he was David's Machayam Eithim. You get told. Oh, here's the basin of Mitzvah Yitzchak. Hello? Yeah? You with me? And therefore, Pesach is the answer of Tchias Amazim. Nachazach. Anybody know who wrote the Haggadah? It's like an elder, Chokrim, rabbi, doctors, busy, busy, who wrote the Haggadah? Hello? Who wrote the Haggadah? Says the Tzemach Menachem, the Holy Rav Zeminer, heard from his father, heard from his Zeda, B'shem, the Rabbinim of Pshischa, it would be Iker, the Haggadah, B'fat, Baruch HaMachim, Baruch Hu, as anyone who ever learned Tam Deliyah knows, this is Eliyahu Hanavi. The Sigma is Eliyahu Hanavi. Hello? Eliyahu Hanavi is like a major feature, major personality at your Seder. Koshin Eliyahu said, hello? Where does Eliyahu Hanavi come into the picture? Because who is Eliyahu? Pinchas is Eliyahu. You don't got to be a genius that Pinchas is Gematria. Hello? Hey, Yud, Nun, Ches, Amal. Yes? Yitzchak! The same idea of Kanoz, Midas Adin, he goes around making a shish kebab, hello? Midas Adin, for Yitzchak is Ketz Chai, Midas Adisod, Kvur, and Yitzchak, Kvur. It's all the same beginning. So, I'm going very fast. You got to use your brains a bit. The whole idea of Pesach is connected to whom? Good old Yitzchak. Okay. Now, you remember the passage of Amartem Zevach Pesachu Hashem? This Zev Pesachu Hashem is Gematria 216, which is Yira. Because the Yisoid of the Seder is a time of. Like, oh, and you think people are having a Seder, until he's coming from Southport, take off your jacket and just, like, you know, have a schmooze. No. Seder is like, every second, like, whatever, yeah? This week's parsha, one more nega, and Bechayrus, then I'll bump him off completely. Oid, what the Pasuk say? Oid nega echad. Where's the Gematria of Oid nega echad? 216, yeah. What is in your sin, in your Seder? How do you start the first thing when you start the Nusach HaGadah? Hey Lachman. What did you match your Hey Lachman? You have any chance? 216. Hello? Lechoini is Gimachir Yitzchak, we said before. Hello? Why is that? Because when you eat matzah brings a person to Yerushalayim. And when a person finally realized that Alma Elech Miruchacha Vanu Panecha Evra, Emesha Shemayim Shamaotra Vatia Shali Neko, that the Abish is Mamali Kalam and Vesuvi Kalam, and his Ain Hashem is Bishuit, his Boretz, there's an Abish everywhere. Hine Hashem needs of olive, right? And you know that he's Boichin Kloyus Velev, and you can't run away anywhere, and even when you're on vacation in Southport and wherever you go, right? There's still 14 Abish there, and wherever you go, that gives the person Yerushalayim. Yes? The whole idea of the Seder is to instill Yerushalayim into a Yid. Right? And as you say in that God, Matzah Zu, right? Why do you have Matzah? Because Nimlechem Melech Malchim Alam Kodesh Baruch Hu Galo. Yeah? What do you say later in that God? Uvemeira Gadol. This great fear, Zugilushkina, when it's a Gilushkina by Pesach and Mitzrayim, by every Yiddish Seder, that brings a person to Gevaldiga Yira. Hello? Yeah? So the whole Seder is the Lechem Oini, which is Yitzchak. So you start off, Hey Lachmanya, fear, which is Yitzchak. Hello? So how do you end off the Hey Lachmanya? Hashata hachu l'shon haba b'avar Yisrael. Hashata avde l'shon haba b'recherim. That's Yitzchak. He's the one of the mamlet stoyim, pal gyalai, pal gyalecha, who brings the ge'ula. Tzchikos l'yelikim. Hello? And therefore, by the way, the Amshin of Rebbe says, Yitzchak b'milua yim ha'oitzi yis gimachi Eretz Yisrael. He'll bring us to Eretz. Chazal, so where does Rashi brings the Eibush told Yitzchak, Ein chutz l'aretz kedailuch. Who's the one who brings us to Eretz Yisrael? Dafkin Dushusav Yitzchak, which is the case of Ploitz, etc. Therefore, we say a Shir Chadosh. When Mashiach will come, we'll say a Shir Chadosh, Lashon Zohar, which Shir Chadosh is Gimatria. Yema Oisias is Gimatria Yitzchak Molei, says the Amshin over. Okay, whatever. Hello? Are you with me, folks? And that's also the reason why it says in Sfora condition when you start to say that, you know, Magbiyam es HaKaira. Hello? You pick up, what are you picking up the Kaira? Says the Tzemach Tzaddik of Rishon Gevaldik. Kaira is spelled Kuf Ayin Resh Hei. Magbiyam es HaKaira. What's the letter after a Kuf? Resh. What's the letter after an Ayin? Hey. What's the letter after a Resh? Shin. And what's left? Hey, Vav. What do I got? Shofar. What do you know about Shofar? And we talked about Shofar, but it brings fear and trepidation into people's hearts. Yes? Which is the avoid of Leiv Nishpura. Okay, fine. So what have we said? Now we can begin the shift. We've said the whole Seder is geboyed on Pachad of Yitzchak. With this, I understand Kama v'kama and Hugis in the Seder. I'll go through six. I could tell you about 20. I've got a whole Sefer just on this. Number one. The minig is called Tzfutzis Yisrael. Minig Poshin called Tzfutzis Yisrael is when you start the Seder, Atata gives brachas to the Shulchan. You're not going to be a genius. That is Yitzchak. I'm going through the whole Seder you can go through. All Yitzchak. I'll give you some highlights. Why? What does Yitzchak got to do with it? The whole idea of Yitzchak Mitzrayim is all about children. The Rebbe's father said the Gezerah of Parah was called Ben Yiler Tertichu, right? Yeah? And Ben Huv Amisim, the whole idea is a father tells over a son, but there are Shai Lutshuva, the whole thing of Yigadat Lubincha. Right? Grab the words of the say, Lamant the Sapir Baz the Bincho Ben Mincho in this week's parsha. But which Makkah of the 10 Makkahs? Arbe. What does Arbe mean? The Arbe Zare Vetem Yis Yitzchok. By the way, what number Makkah is Makkahs Arbe? Last time I counted,
eight.
Which is eight Yitzchok. Eight times Shem Avay. Hello, we're with eight.
Arbe is also true.
Also, therefore, by Yoel also says, Hoye, Hoye, Dvash, Hebel, Yoel, whatever, you can mount the Sapir generation. Also by Arbe, Dafka, the Sibu. Who was the first Yiddish kid, the Jewish child ever born? Yitzchak. Hello? So, who is the one who brings out the Ava of a father and a son? When the Abel says, Bonecha Chotu, who says, Bonai Veloy Bonecha? Yitzchak. He underscores. It's not different. I'm not going to elaborate. I could spend 20 hours. Who did Yitzchak want to give the brachas to? Oh, so whenever a father gives the bracha to a child at the beginning of the Seder, he's that even if there's an Esav, or even when it's a Yankiv dressed up, the chitzoni is like an Esav, that he wanted to give him brachas. Yitzchak wanted to give him brachas. By the way, in this week's parasha, it says that what? It says that right? And you say Zevach Pesach Hashem. What are they bowing down? Al Besuras Habon. Hello, you don't gotta be a rocket scientist. Which Ben are we talking about? Who says, you got a kid who's a Russian. What's it? He could have his stack of Zuru's and Bono Walking Way. Rahman is away. Well, what's it? Hold on, Rich. No time for that. Simple Nakuda. You remember that it says. It's a gorgeous stickle from the stream. Maybe. You remember that it says that the SS of Akhanfi in the Shorim.
Yeah.
And Rashi says, because the Nesher has no, he flies on the highest, he's not scared of any other birds. He's only scared of what? The chitzim and avnei blisteroris that human beings throw. So that therefore he puts his children on top of his wings. Said the Eibishter, if there's chitzim and avnei blisteroris, mutter shi yikonas achetzbi. Can I ask you a simple klutz, Kasha? What do you mean a chetzbi? Anyone who could attack the Eibishter? The Eibishter says, poof, you're dead. What do you mean? Says the Holy Maggid of Koshitz. Amol des a chetz, avni b'thresh by the Eibishter, what? Comes along the Samach Mem, comes along the Sar Shel Yam. You want to split the sea for the Eden? Halolo oivdei avay dezor, avalolo oivdei dezor. A type. So the Eibishter says, shoit the Sheba Olam. Are you comparing an oinus to a mezid? Eden were on Lusim, Eden were Shoyim, whatever, right? So I'm old, there's a taina to a yid, how you talk, and this is the way you look, you know, tata? Says the Abish is having a taina for him, this morgit. Mutter, she ikonis, be a chetz, all the tainas or whatever, me, but Yiddish kinder shouldn't have anything bad, right? That's why the Abish, it's interesting. In the pasuk, it says, ki yoyim b'alechem b'neichem, what do you tell him? You're Russia.
You're leaving
What do you know that he said in Nagoda? What do you say in the Pasuk? Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem Asher Pasach Al Botei in Nagoda V'amartem V'gishmak Lashon Rako Gewalt. In Nagoda you're knocking out the guy's teeth. Not cut it out. What the Balagoda didn't know Pasuk? What's going on? Pashut. When you have a Rosh, but you realize that even if the kid is a Rosh, Aber the Eibishu is Pasach Al Pesach. You may look b'chitzoni as rotten, but inside the premiers of every year, the Yerushim and Avisein of Amitav Yankim is holy, and deep down, as Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, every year, Rasenei Lasser and Sonecha, Umi Ma'akiv Sar Shabi Yiso, right? Asher Alkin, that's what you have to say to yourself. It comes the kid who's off the beaten track, and he needs La'ilam Yargiz, or the Mercy of the Brachot, Yargiz Olam Yitzar Toiv, Yitzar Ra, and Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, you scream at him, Rasha Ra, Rasha Mesuah, Meshukitz Menuvel, right? How long have you been master? Nefesh Abam is your master, Nefesh Lekis. You got to shake him up. You got to give him like a lecture. You know, you jump on the guy with a heart attack. You know, bang, hot clap, right? But you wait. That's what you got to give to the kid. But you yourself have to know v'amartem that the Eibishter passes over, and therefore he's not interested in the chitzoni. He's only interested in the premius, right? Because a goy is the chitzoni is the premius rotten to the core. A yid, even if he's rotten, but it's only the chitzoni that idea of the dam, whatever. Okay, that's the first thing. Next, you wear a kittel at the Seder, in many places. What's a kittel? The pashtus in the earliest sources, Tashkent Scotland, Talmud of the Rami Rutenberg, big day mason. Everyone goes crazy, big day mason at a Seder, so the happiest. Well, where's the mocker of the Seder? By Yitzchak again, where you the Yitzchak? And by Yitzchak it says, Hine no zakanti lo yadaiti. Aye, what do you do with the symbol? It's a different word. There's a famous word, I'm not going to elaborate. In Akkad, the Caliph, the Resource, the Sefer, in a few places says this word. It's brought an old Sefer, Magdish, Rav, Shifrin, Yarosav. The Gemara says, a person has to fight Yitzchak, Toyv, Yitzchak. Nitzchoy, Mut, Vim, Lav, Toyv. Doesn't help, what do you do? Kriyashma. Doesn't help, Yaskil, Yom, Amis. So if Yaskil, Yom, Amis is so powerful, why don't you start off with that? Seems to work all the time. Nervos. Yaskil, Yom, Amis, you walk around a morbid, depressive lunatic. They'll put you away in the priory, right? It's not a good idea to be depressed. Atlus, Atlus, we said off. If nothing else seems to work, you got to shake the guy up with Yaskil, Yom, Amis. So Yitzchak Avinu was saying, "Hine no zakanti, in all my life, liyadaiti yemusi, I didn't have to use these depressive." That the idea of a saint is not you wear a kittel because you're going to die. They'll put you in the grave 6 feet under, kicking up the daisies, and you'll be wearing a kittel. So get depressed. Start now. The pshat is the hasak barshem kinder. When you're sitting by a seder, and you got to know you could impress upon them the deir is a message that your ur einigach will remember the zaydi used to say by the seder kach v'kach. It's a simcha dikavoy. It's wearing a kittel of that's by Yitzchak. Okay. Next, what do you put all your I don't know you do in your house? You have your Yisroya and your Bey and your Charesis and your Chazaris and your whatever. Yeah. What do you put it into? Hello. Otherwise known as a kaira, right? Which doesn't appear. The Gemara, the earlier Rishon already mentioned a kaira. Hello. What's the reason for a kaira? We can talk about it at the end of the time. But the famous Ateres Yeshua from Shiloh Dikavort, Moir Dikavort, Gewalt, what do you put on it? Listen to the Rosh Tevis here. Matzah, Marer, Zroya, Beitza, Charoitzos, Chazeres, Karpas. That's what we have in ours. What is the Rosh Tevis? Mizbechacho, your Mizbech. Asher Alkein, at the end of the Seder, in the first part of the Seder, the Bracha of Gashar Galonu, right? We say, Eibush of the Noyach Hashem and Azvachim and Abzachim, Ashi Yagi Adam Damam, Alkir, Nizbechachal. Nizbechachal, Rosh Tevis, all of the things you put into the... Hello? Are you with me? Nizbechachal. What is a Nizbech? We're saying, in other words, that all the Inyonim are going to eat my charisis and my matzah, it should all be like a korban on the Eibush's Nizbech. Ashi Yagi Adam, Alkir, Nizbechachal, Adam. To be poil, whatever has to be poil, the might. Hello? If I say the word Mizbech, psychological, emotional, the first thing you think of, which person? Yitzchak. Do I have news for you? I found the Mechilta. And fine, the Mechilta. Right? When you sprinkle the blood on the Mashkir of Shem Mezuzos, the Ezra is, I'll remember the dam of Yankiv Avinu by the Akedah. Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu by the Akedah. Are you with me? Yeah? By the way, just to anyone know here, What day of the year did the Akedah take place? Actually, Machloek is Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Chaim. Some say Rosh Hashanah, some say Yom Kippur, some say Cheshvan. Right? But actually, in this week's Parsha, in Medrash Rabbah, in Parsha's Boy, it says it took place in Nisan. In the Sefer HaMasayim Tsoifim, on the tunnel of Eilzuta, Rosh Hashanah, it happened on Pesach. Now, the emphasis is, I can't tell you, I wasn't there, and I have no way of knowing the Machriya between the mountains, right? Over, I've said many, many times, a principle, I heard from Rosh Shiva, it's Eilu Ve'elu, in other words, even if it wasn't the Gashmi, it must be one of those four occasions, the Ruchni is, the Seder is connected to what? The Akedah. And the Horaya, the Abrister said, when you sprinkle the blood, that I see the Dam of the Akedah. And therefore, you haven't, by the way, you heard of the expression, Afri Shel Yitzchok Sofer Al Gabi HaMizbech? Yeah? You remember the Gemara in Brochus, the Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara in Zvochot? By the way, just parenthetically, what Afer was there of Yitzchok? I thought at the end that he was saved. Yeah, you're not totally in left field. The Marshal says that. Or it's a Marshal. Yeah, but can't say Marshal. Two Tirutzim in Marshal. You can't say really it was just a Marshal, because the Gemara says in Zvachim that when they came back in Bayesheni, Mele the Beis HaMikdash, they could see where it was. But how did they know where the Machon Mizbeach was? They saw Eifer Shel Yitzchok Tzavro Gabriel Mizbeach. So it can't be some spiritual thing. It means Begash. The Pasha, yeah? What Afer was there? So you could say the Ayil, but it doesn't say Afer shall say, it says Afer shall Yitzchok. Do I got news for you? I don't know if I ever told you this. When it says Avram, we say it every day in Tavni, by the Pasha Akedah, Vayarech Yisro Eitim, and he put on the Eitim, Vayarech Yisro Benoit, all on the Maroch of the Eitim. Did he light the fire or not?
No,
but
no, it's ready. Azoy He was quite awesome. You're not in left field totally, because the Rabban El said that. He made the Marocha, then he put Yisuk on, bound him, and he's about to. What do I tell you if the Radak, if the Sefer Pardes Lodashi, if the Medrash Agadol, the Chulu, all say he lit the fire first? That's the way you do it by a cordon. You light the fire, and then you place the cordon. He listened. He lit the fire on the Eitzim, then he put Yisuk on. And he's about to shech the cordon. But you know what happened? He was burnt, the mixus. And you know what? Do I got news for you? You never learned this way. Says the Sefer Tanya Rapsi and the Shival Aleket from Rabbi Seder Rishonim, he was completely burnt. And the Eibishter took the Taltchia and he put them together again. So you say Eifer Shel Yitzchok, they learn Kipshutim. Hello? So Yitzchok is the, when. I saw there's a rabbi in Israel, very chashuv rav. His name is Michiel Michel Zilber. So he says the mizbeach. There's two mizbeach, mizbeach chitzin and mizbeach pnim. Mizbeach pnim is called the mizbeach ketores. You know why? Because that's where you bring the ketores. You bring nothing else there but the ketores. The mizbeach chitzin is called the mizbeach the pasuk oilu. You tell me why it's called mizbeach oilu? Why it's called mizbeach shlomim or mizbeach chatos or mizbeach oshem oilu? Because the Yisoi, the Sheirish, the Mizbeach is Taka, the Oila. Which Oila?
Yitzchok.
That is the Mafteach, the Sheirish for all Karbonis to be acceptable, the Echoyach, Isha Lashem. How do you like that? So when you say, Sheyagiv, Dava, Kirmiz, Bechachla, that the Yonam of the Seder on the Mizbeach is who?
Yitzchok.
Why? Because what is the whole idea of Pesach? Mesiras Nefesh. When you take the bloods, so Tagim Yonison, the Zohar HaKadosh, we go through a whole list, you took the blood of the Dam HaMila, and you ma'ariv it with the Dam of the
Korn Pesach.
Take both bloods and you sprinkle. Because blood symbolizes Mesiras Nefesh. Why two Mesiras Nefeshes? There's one Mesiras Nefesh that you die, you're willing to give up your life. That's the Dam HaPesach. Take the Korn Pesach, the Tleh, the Avay Dezor, the Geshka of Mitzrayim, sheft it, and lawyers, they'll kill you. No, Mesiras Nefesh. What is the Dam of Mila? B'damayachayim. Not to die with Mesiras Nefesh, to live with Mesiras Nefesh. The Belzer Rebbe is on his inside. Said, I married the Gavar, I was speaking to Bali Tshuva. The Belzer Yeshiva for Bali Tshuva in Israel, speaking for Rosh Hashanah. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah Yilein, that came. Hello? You don't get it. Makes no sense. That came, you were Rachamim. It's because of Avram. Then you read at the end, a bunch of psukim at the end of the laning, here's the 30 second there, of his tachash, oh, Schweiz, you're involved in Rishchotzim, Rishoyim, until it comes to Besuil, who gives birth to. What's that all about? Where are we going to do Rosh Hashanah? I'm like, sitting there, pach, I'm about to have tears, shayfer, I'm out of my mind. And I care about Allah, utz, and utz, b'chayre, and schmutz, b'chayre, and shvat your people. Hello? Yeah. So Rashi says, it's all a preparation, because Rivka. You want to tell me my bub is Yichus, the great Mishpach, we have uncles who are like, hello? Who cares Rosh Hashanah? We want to say that this is your nefesh, then only by Akedah, your poetry savori. This is your nefesh of being Kishishana ben Achoychim and being different than everybody else and fighting on the belt. That's the mysterious nefesh of Mila. Ki alech lai ragnu kol ayoyim, says the Gemara in Gittin Daf Zayin, that refers to Mila. Why? How could alech lai ragnu kol if you kill, you're dead. Once you're dead, you can't kol ayoyim. Can't do it. If I did, if I'm killed on Monday on Kiddush Hashem, I can't be killed on Tuesday on Kiddush Hashem. Ki alech be the mitzvah of Mila, which is the mysterious nefesh day by day to fight on the belt. So the whole idea of Korban Pesach, take their tifugah. I have no time to laugh, it's a shame. You need like a 3-hour shiur to get over this. What, can I ask you a simple klotzkash, this week's parashah, a Korban Pesach. What can you take the Korban Pesach of? What is it made of? What animal do I take? A what? A sheep or a goat. Is there any Mila in one over the other?
No.
Like, hello, can I take, which one, is there a Mufchor to take the Mukhtar? No. Gemara Psachim, either one, either, any mini my email. Choose whatever you want. Yeah? And the Raya is all, Gemara is whatever. Rechaim HaKadosh V'Parsh. Hello? Can I ask you a simple Klotzkasha? But a Klotzkasha. The Ramban says, what is the time of Korban Pesach? Take their Gershka, in the month of Nisan, where the Mazel Nisan is clear, shecht it in the beginning of what are you going to do with goats? You know which month a goat is, Mazel? Tavis. How do you like that? What are you going to do with Pesach, a goat? You're being oikered the whole reason for the mitzvah. Everyone's bothered by this. Hello? This is a murdering word. The MS Alpi Torahship, except when the Abish tells Moshe, sheep or a goat, any mini money. Moshe says, there's the only time anywhere in the Torah where the Abish commands Moshe to tell B'nai Yisrael, this is kach v'kach, the Torah repeats word for word what Moshe said, which is different in certain pratim than what the Abish said. No? The Abish said, if you take the blood and you sprinkle it where? On where? On the Shema Zulus and the Mashkev, and Moshe switches the order, Allah Mashkev and Shema says the Al Shech HaKadosh to Yachar, because the Mashkev is the Ebershter, the two Zulus of Moshe and Aaron. The Ebershter was interested in the cover of Moshe Aaron, because God has brought him the doctor, the Tzadiki, between them, word of his own. Moshe and Moshe switched it around, cover of the Ebershter. Okay, fine. Moshe adds these words with the Ebershter and say, Mishchu Chu, Lachem Kav, Mishchu Chazal Darshan, Mishchu Yedechem Avei Dezorachu. The Ebershter say that. Because the Abish said, sheep or goat. Goat got nothing to do with what? What about Zer? Why? Because the Abish told the sheep also that when Uzzah, the Sarshal, the Yam, says, hello, no, 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 Shait the Sheba Oilam, how do you compare Shaggy and Kamezid and Ainus Karatsin? No chet, if you only have just the Kevis, if the Karai Eden sinned and need a Kapar for Avay Zer. Or but the Abish doesn't want to be Machriach, only a Kevis. Because then it'll come out that Eden are guilty with a carbon. So therefore he didn't say Mishkuchu, and therefore he didn't say Kevus Reis. Moshe says Mishkuchu. So I'm telling you, I'll be Teresh about Peh, you take a Kevus, because we want to be Mechapel, the Chved Hashem, even on a Chet Avei Dezorah, but in the Submission. Moshe adds this. Therefore the whole, I'm not trying to elaborate, but the whole idea of the Pesach is therefore Geboit on Pesach, Teresh about Peh, listen to Moshe. You with me? If I had the time, I'd elaborate, but I have no time. That's why, what do you do in your family? You have Afikoyman, Yachatz. Yachatz is breaking. It's about 100 rayas or whatever. Afikoyman. Why do we take Afikoyman? Bo achicha b'mirma. Say Chazal. Targum says, b'chokhmas teirosoi. B'yikach mitzvisecha. B'gaherole Afikoyman. Why Afikoyman? because you can only give the brachas edus for him b'shas you're eating. That's a simcha. Yankee brought a cup of steak at the end, one for a chagiga, one for a pesach. What do you do after you have the korban pesach? The last thing you eat is afikoyman. Hey, maftir nachar pesach afikoyman. Vayhi kasher yotza yankiv, and he sees that good old Esav is coming. He hides. Why? How did he see that, that he had a mobile telephone tracked? Well, how did he know? Says the Holy Remendel Rindover, he went to the door to say Shvoicham Moschel Agoyim Hashal Yaducha, and guess who he sees running there breathlessly? Esav. Oh, so he hid behind the door, and then Esav says, Tata, eat, give me a bracha. No, can't. Boachicha b'mirma. B'mirma's gimatria. Afikoyman, as every school child knows. Yes? Too late. Missed the boat. This fits into, I'm not going to elaborate. And that's the idea of tzofin. That's why Pamneach is gimatria Yitzchok. That which is hidden for the future, for Mashiach. That's why the Seder is, I'm not going to elaborate, we're going to short pages. The idea of a Seder Shal Pesach is a time of tefillah, like sitting in a shul. It's like shaking and trembling. You could be poil all the brachas me the tali oiris at the Seder. And I want you to know one thing, I'm not going to elaborate, but it says in Svar notation, the Spinkin in Rezif, a murder the Chiddush Gadol, we say, Kriya Meireres as Hazman. When you read something in the Torah, it's which is greater? When you read something because it's Pesach or Shavuot, the Yontif, or you read it in Shul and the Shabbos and the Gansi de Raisa, and you're reading about it's Yes Nisrayim. A raya that Suri says the Kriya Satoyah is even greater than the Yom Tov. What? When you read about Kriya Satoyah, the Seres Adibus, Kabbalah Satoyah, you have the Aftoyah of what? I've said this before to you. The Ma'asa Merkova. But there's two Ma'asa Merkova. One Yechesko, one in Yishai. When you read Parshas Matan Torah in Yisroi, you read Yishai. When you read Matan Torah, Shavuos, which is greater, Yeshaya or Chesed? He's a God of Nevi'im. By him it says ben, either Ben Krach and either ben Kfar. Is the Charei when you're reading something mitzad der Kriyas HaTorah mitutuf lemaile even greater than the Yontif? Come to us when you're sitting with your family at this Friday night and you're sitting at a meal, so you may not be a Rosvedo for Chassid as far as I know, and you may not drink Bepoyol Dalal Kosis. But you should know the Indian of Vigadat Lebinchon, the Indian of to be poil all these yeshuas and brachas and refuas and all that we need, that you could do this Shabbos also. The Abis Halz Taka, we should be zoicha v'neuichel sham and azvachum and apsachim, and should be zoicha ki mitzeis ki mitzayim v'ed in the floor.
Oh, please!